Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Genesis 41 reads, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold for a slave. At 30, he was prime minister of Egypt. Nobody knows how long he was in prison, but it was long enough to try him. Like so many of the scripture narratives, the account in the Bible has little to say about his feelings and concentrates instead on the facts. But we can read between the lines a bit and conclude that during the tests and trials in the 13 years between being Jacob's favorite son and Pharaoh's right-hand man, there must have been handled well, else he would not have been qualified to such a lofty post. There's many lessons to be learned in this story. First stands out the witness of God's faithfulness. Every person in Joseph's story appears as an unconscious instrument in his hands. The fierce brothers, the unconcerned slave dealers, Potiphar, his wife, the prisoners, Pharaoh himself are all links in a chain, but they are also human and therefore free to act and accountable for any wrong they do. We execute God's purposes even when we do them unconsciously or rebelliously. But we are also responsible and often punished for acts which he then uses to carry out his designs. Next, we must notice the young man's faithfulness. Many of us have to fight our way through difficulties in the early stages of our careers, and we are tempted to lose heart and get restless when success seems slow to come and one obstacle after another seems to hopelessly bar the path. But hindrances are helps, and Joseph needed every one of his. If Joseph's brethren had not hated him, they would not have sold him. If he had not been sold, learned to manage Potiphar's household, resisted the temptation of his seductive wife, learned to bear unfair imprisonment without bitterness, he would have never succeeded in the ultimate test of his development. He was put in charge of an Egyptian prison, which, so far as we know, no power to enforce his management of unruly criminals except the force of his personality and the wisdom of his decisions, which was no doubt as stern a school as Egypt had to offer for the making of a high-ranking government official charged with overseeing people's production methods and uses of vital food supplies. Just so, we cannot afford to lose even one of our trials. We'll have no summer in our lives without the chill of winter. Snowflakes become blossoms, and the howl of the icy blast prepares the way for the cheerful song of the meadowlark. Joseph's story sings a beautiful song of the value of quietly going about the life work God's hand has appointed for us at this moment, whether slave or ruler. But outward success is not the highest attainment of a faithful life shaped by God's dealings. It was better to be the Joseph who was qualified to be in such a high place than to have the high place. The character he had grown into was more valuable than the trappings in which Pharaoh clothed him. We can do that too. Such a character is always a result of faithful, obedient service to the Lord, whether we are wearing chains or riding in a chariot wearing royal robes. The quality of Joseph's character is demonstrated in the way he handled his new duties. He let no grass grow under his feet. He went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. In other words, he made it his business to see what was being raised, how it was being done, where the 7 years' plenty could be stored, and learning who among the citizens were competent overseers. He had come out of prison to reign, just as you and I have in a spiritual sense, and we too need to be busy using the gifts God has given us to feed our brethren. He intends for us to profit from the experiences of trial, adversity, hardship, and to use the blessings he sends to the benefit of the gospel and needy souls about us. Have you talked to him today?
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.